Bedtime Bites presents Benny the Brave Bear and the Missing Honey, deep in the whispering woods, where the trees swayed and sang lullabies to sleepy creatures, lived a young bear cub named Everett. Everett was known for his bright blue eyes and his even brighter imagination. He loved nothing more than to spend his days exploring the forest and dreaming up grand adventures. One crisp autumn morning, as golden leaves twirled to the ground, Everett's tummy rumbled with hunger. He remembered his favorite treat, the sweet, golden honey from Benny the Brave Bear's special hive. Benny was the oldest and wisest bear in all of Whispering Woods, and his honey was said to be magical. Excited for a taste, Everett scampered through the forest, leaves crunching beneath his paws. But when he arrived at Benny's hollow tree, he found the old bear looking puzzled and a bit sad. "What's wrong, Benny?" Everett asked, his blue eyes wide with concern. Benny sighed, his gruff voice tinged with worry. "Oh, little Everett, I'm afraid all my honey has vanished. I went to check on it this morning, and poof, not a drop left in sight," Everett gasped. "But how? Your honey is the best in all the woods. Who would take it?" Benny shook his shaggy head. "I don't know, young one, but without that honey, I won't have enough energy to prepare for my long winter's nap." Everett's heart swelled with determination. "Don't worry, Benny. I'll find your honey and bring it back. I promise." And so Everett set off on his grand adventure. He followed a trail of sticky paw prints through the forest, over babbling brooks, and around mossy boulders. As he journeyed, he met all sorts of woodland creatures. First, he encountered Rosie the Red Fox, who was busy gathering acorns. "Have you seen any honey, Rosie?" Everett asked. Rosie shook her bushy tail. "No honey here, but I did see Oliver Owl flying by with something golden in his talons earlier." Thanking Rosie, Everett continued his quest. He found Oliver Owl dozing in an old oak tree. "Oliver," Everett called, "did you take Benny's honey?" Oliver blinked his big eyes sleepily. "Honey? Oh no, young bear. What you saw was my new golden pocket watch. But I did hear some buzzing coming from Prickly Peak." Everett's ears perked up. Buzzing could mean bees, and bees meant honey. He thanked Oliver and set off towards Prickly Peak, a tall, thorny hill that most animals avoided. As Everett climbed, the thorns tugged at his fur, but he was too determined to give up. At the top, he found a surprising sight, a group of bees, all working together to build a new hive. "Excuse me," Everett said politely, "but did you borrow honey from Benny the Brave Bear?" The queen bee buzzed forward. "Oh dear, is that whose honey it was? We found an abandoned hive full of the most delicious honey we'd ever tasted. We thought it was a gift from the forest." Everett explained about Benny's missing honey, and the bees felt terrible. They hadn't meant to steal. They just didn't know the honey belonged to someone. "We'll make it right," the queen bee promised. "We'll work extra hard to make twice as much honey, half for us and half for Benny. Will you help us, brave little bear?" Everett nodded eagerly. And for the rest of the day, he helped the bees gather nectar from the last autumn flowers. As the sun began to set, they had filled several jars with golden, glistening honey. Carefully balancing the jars, Everett made his way back through the Whispering Woods. The forest creatures cheered as he passed, having heard about his brave quest. When Everett finally reached Benny's hollow tree, the old bear's eyes lit up with joy. "You did it, Everett! You found my honey!"